إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعين به ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونسترشده ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون أما بعد أيها الإخوة الكرام يقول ربنا جل وعلا في كتابه المبين في آخر قرآن أنزله على نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون. Surely all praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, sustainer and controller of the universe and all within. Thus we praise him and we thank him for his infinite grace, blessings and mercy that we enjoy every day and don't even think about them. We also believe in Allah and put our trust in Him. And we should seek refuge in Allah from the evil inclinations of ourselves and from the evil of our actions. Know that whoever chooses guidance, there is none to misguide him. And whoever chooses misguidance, there is none to guide him. I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah. He is one and has no partner. And I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the servant and messenger of Allah, whom Allah sent with the religion of truth and with guidance, so that this truth and this guidance will become established in the land over all other religions, although the disbelievers hate that. أيها الإخوة الكرام إن الدنيا هذه لحلوة خضرة. Brothers and sisters, surely the life of this world is sweet and enticing. وفيها تلذذات. And in it there are pleasures. وشبهات. And doubtful matters. التي تجلب كثيرا من الناس. Pleasures and doubtful matters that entice many people. والله عز وجل قد خلقنا. And Allah the Exalted has created us. وجعل لنا حرية الاختيار. And He gave to us freedom of choice. لأنه أراد من الإنسان أن يعبده عن اختيار لا أن إكراه وإجبار. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us as human beings to worship Him and to serve Him, but by choosing to do so, not by being forced to do so, or by being programmed to do so. ولذلك إن الله عز وجل قد حذرنا. Surely Allah has warned us. حذرنا عن تلذذات الدنيا. He has warned us about the pleasures, the indulgence in pleasures and enticements in this world. فقال الله عز وجل, Allah the Exalted said, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا. Surely we have created or we have made everything on the earth as a source of beauty, luxury and enticements for it. Why? لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. So that we will test them, that is people, human beings, which of them is best in deeds, not which of them can enjoy more But which of them is best in deeds? ولذلك أيها الإخوة حذرنا الله تبارك وتعالى عن الغفلة والنسيان. And this is why Allah has warned us and cautioned us about becoming heedless and forgetful. وذكرنا بذلك اليوم الهام الذي يرجع فيه كل إنسان إليه فيثاب على ما فعله بدون ظلم ولا جور. And so Allah has reminded us also of that important day, that great day, that terrible day, when all human beings will return back to Him. And each person, without exception, each person will be rewarded for what he or she has done, without any injustice and without any meanness. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not do injustice, brothers and sisters, and He does not do meanness. وَمَا أَنَا بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ. Surely Allah does not do any injustice. Even if it's an atom weight, He does not do. فَفِي آخِرِ قُرْآنٍ أَنْزَلَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. وانتبهوا أيها الإخوة والأخوات, هذه آخر آية وهذا آخر قرآن ينزله الله على نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم. أول القرآن عرفناه, اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق. وآخر قرآن أنزله الله على نبيه, ذكرنا الله في هذه الآية عن أمور. قال الله عز وجل واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون. يقول الحافظ بن كثير رحمه الله في تفسيره لهذه الآية, يقول إن الله يعظ عباده ويذكرهم زوال الدنيا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, brothers and sisters, reminds us of a number of things. And remember, this is the last Qur'an He reveals to the Prophet alayhi salam and to mankind. The first revelation we all know, read in the name of your Lord who created. But what do you think might be the last message, the last piece of advice that Allah the Creator will give to mankind? After this, there is no more Qur'an to come. From that moment until the Day of Judgment, no more Qur'an. What do you think, brothers and sisters, might be this last piece of advice that Allah would give to the world, to all human beings? That advice is in verse 281 of Surah Al-Baqarah. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. And be mindful of that day when you will all be returned to Allah. ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ. And then every soul, every individual will be rewarded for what it has earned. وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And they will not be wronged in the least. No injustice will be done to them. Al-Hafidh ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, in his tafsir of this ayah, he said, and here he mentions for us the number of things that Allah reminds us about and admonishes us about in this ayah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعِذُ عِبَادَهُ وَيُذَكِّرُهُمْ زَوَالَ الدُّنْيَا. This is the first thing. He said, surely Allah admonishes His servants and reminds them of the temporary nature of this dunya, of this life. It will end. It will not last forever. وَفَنَاءَ مَا فِيهَا مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَغَيْرِهَا. And the second thing is Allah reminds us, admonishes us also, of the coming to an end of whatever is in this world in terms of wealth and other things. All of these things are just temporary, brothers and sisters. But sadly, many people go after them as if they will last forever. And you know what, brothers and sisters? Whatever lasts forever, indeed it makes sense to go after it. If something is going to last forever, it makes all the sense in the world to strive as hard as you can to achieve it. For us, that is the akhirah, not this world. This world is temporary. And all the pleasures and enjoyments of this world and the fun things and even the hardships and the trials and the calamities, everything is temporary. It will come to an end. Even if we wish that they were forever. And some people sometimes try to will that these things will stick around forever. But we cannot change reality, brothers and sisters. لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الَّذِي قَضَى الْحَقِيقَةِ He is the one who decreed reality. And our role as His creation is to fit within this reality that Allah has created. So Allah reminds us that the dunya is temporary and that all the pleasures and the wealth and the fun and enjoyment are also temporary. وَإِتْيَانَ الْآخِرَةِ He reminds us of the coming of the hereafter. وَالرُّجُوعَ إِلَيْهِ تَعَالَى And our going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no one who can escape this return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمُحَاسَبَتَهُ تَعَالَى خَلْقَهُ عَلَى مَا عَمِلُوا And Allah reminds us of His holding accountable His servants for whatever they have done. وَمُجَازَاتَهُ إِيَّاهُمْ بِمَا كَسَبُوا And His rewarding of them for whatever they have earned. مِنْ خَيْرٍ وَشَرٍ Whether it is good or evil. وَيُحَذِّرُهُمْ أُقُوبَةً And He warns them about His punishment. فِي هَذِهِ الْآيَةَ الْقَصِيرَةِ الْقَلِيلَةِ الْكَلِمَاتِ In this short verse, brothers and sisters, that comprises of just a few words, these are the concepts that Allah teaches us, as Ibn Kathir mentions. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ أَيُّهَا الْإِخْوَةِ So brothers and sisters, be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرَاقِبُوهُ قَبْلَ أَن يَأْتِيَ يَوْمٌ لَا بَيْعٌ فِيهِ وَلَا خِلَالٌ Be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pay attention to what Allah has promised us. In terms of bliss in the hereafter in Jannah, as well as punishment in the hellfire in the hereafter, before comes a day in which there is no trading, nor friendships. No friendship will help anyone on that day. And no one will even be able to barter his own self. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ That day when neither wealth nor children will help anyone, will be able to avail anyone. In this life, brothers and sisters, all of us, some of the top priorities, if not the top priorities in our lives, is finances and children, family. But on that day, لا ينفع مال ولا بنون Neither wealth nor children will help us. بَلْ قَدْ ذَكَرَنَا اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَ أَنَّ الْإِنسَانَ سَوْفَ يَفِرُّ مِنْ أَقَارِبِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Rather, Allah has informed us that the human being will flee from the close relatives, the people we're so closely associated with in this life, but on that day we will run away from them. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. The day when a person will flee from his own brother, وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ, and his mother and father, وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ, and his spouse and children. لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. Each one of them will have enough matters of his own that he's worried about and concerned about, as not to have any care for these close relatives. So on that day, brothers and sisters, في هذا اليوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون, the wealth nor the children will benefit us. إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. But there is one thing that will benefit, and that is the one who comes to Allah with a good heart. والقلب السليم كما ذكر الحافظ بن كثير في تفسيره عن عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما. And this good heart or this pure heart is, as Ibn Kathir mentions in his tafsir from Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, who said, Al-qalbu salim an yashhada an la ilaha illallah. The good heart and the pure heart, the only thing that will avail a person on the Day of Judgment before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to bear witness to the fact that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah. وَمَعْنَ الشَّهَادَةَ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Brothers and sisters, the meaning of bearing witness to the fact that Allah is the only being deserves to be worshipped is أَنْ يَشْهَدَ الْإِنسَانِ وَيَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فِي جَمِيعِ مَا يَفْعَلُ أَوْ يَقُولُ. What does it mean to witness that Allah is the creator and sustainer of the universe? It means that in every single thing we do and say, every single day of our lives, and I mean every single day and every single thing. Yes, the numerous things we do every day, brothers and sisters, the many choices we make every single day, from sunrise or before sunrise to way after sunset, witnessing the oneness of Allah means that we live this life with a constant awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It does not mean لا يعني الشهادة, لا تعني الشهادة أننا نذكر الله في الصلاة فقط أو في أيام الصيام فقط أو في موسم الحج فقط. To bear witness to the oneness of Allah does not mean we remember Allah in salah, although that is important, or we remember Him while fasting or during the Hajj season. But shahadatu an la ilaha illallah ta'ni anna al-insana yadhkuru Allah fi kulli ahyani. But bearing witness to the fact that Allah is one means that our actions and our lives and our choices, the things we do and the things we say and the places we go to and the friends we have, the way we dress, the way we eat, the awareness that we should not waste, every single thing is done with an awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهَذَا يَعْنِي. And this means, brothers and sisters, أَنَّ الْإِنسَانَ يَخْتَارُ الصحيح الصواب لا ما يريد هو ويرغب فيه. Bearing witness to the fact that Allah is one means that the person chooses to do the right thing and the correct thing, not to choose what he wants to do, what he feels like doing or enjoys doing. That's the mistake we make. We choose to do what we want and what we enjoy doing, and often we try to justify that, or we look for justification in the Quran. But really, testifying to the oneness of Allah, brothers and sisters, means that we choose to do the right thing and the correct thing as Allah has given us the guidance. Not what we desire to do and what we want to do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us. May He open our hearts and minds so that we can understand this wonderful message He has revealed for the upliftment of mankind. And may He inspire all of us to live by this message. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm on the straight path. May He guide us and help us to be among those who make choices and decisions every day in their lives based on the legislation that He has revealed and prescribed, in which He wants us to have happiness in this world as well as in the next world. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الله. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى وبعد. ألا وصلوا وسلموا على رسول الله فإن الله عز وجل قد أمرنا بذلك حيث قال إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين الأئمة المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وأن بقية صحابة نبيك أجمعين وعنا معهم بمنك ورحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والكفرة والملحدين وانصر عبادك الموحدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين والمظلومين والمجاهدين في كل مكان. اللهم أفرغ عليهم صبرا وثبت أقدامهم وانصرهم على القوم الكافرين وانصرهم على القوم الفاسقين وانصرهم على القوم المجرمين. اللهم انصرهم بنصرك وأيدهم بتأييدك وأمدهم بمددك وأنت على نصرهم لقدير. اللهم اجعل لهم من ضيقهم مخرجا. Let us also pray for our brothers and sisters who have passed away. Only this morning I received a call that the brother of one of our good brothers passed away, and he's asking that we pray for this brother, for his brother. So join me as we pray for them. اللهم اغفر لجميع موتى المسلمين. We ask you, O Allah, to forgive the sins of all the deceased of the Muslims. الذين شهدوا لك بالوحدانية ولنبيك بالرسالة وماتوا على ذلك. Those who have borne witness to the fact that you are only one to be worshipped, and also they bore witness to the veracity of your noble messenger as your servant and messenger, and they died with that belief. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم. O Allah, forgive them and have mercy on them. وَعَافِهِمْ وَعَفُ عَنْهُمْ. And pardon them and overlook their faults. وَغْسِلْهُمْ بِالْمَاءِ وَثَلْجِ وَالْبَرَدِ. And wash away their sins with water, hail and ice. وَنَقِّهِمْ مِنَ الذُّنُوبِ وَالْخَطَايَا كَمَا يُنَقَّى الثَّوْبُ الْأَبْيَدُ مِنَ الدَّنَسِ. And purify them from sins as a white garment is purified from impurities. اللَّهُمَّ جَازِهِمْ بِالْإِحْسَانِ إِحْسَانًا. O Allah, we ask you to reward them for the good they have done with an increase in goodness. وَبِالسَّيِّئَاتِ عَفْوًا وَغُفْرَانًا. And for the mistakes they have made and the sins they have committed with forgiveness and pardon. اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْ قُبُورَهُمْ رِيَاضًا مِّنْ رِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ. O Allah, we ask you to make their graves gardens from the gardens of paradise. وَلَا تَجْعَلْهَا حُفَرًا مِّنْ حُفَرِ النَّارِ. And let their graves not be, O Lord, pits from the pits of the hellfire. اللهم أجرهم من فتنة القبر وعذاب النار. And we ask you, O Lord, to save them from the torment of the grave and punishment of the fire. وأدخلهم الجنة مع الأبرار. And to admit them into paradise in the company of your righteous servants. يا عزيز يا غفار يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ارحمنا إذا سرنا إلى ما قد صاروا إليه. And we ask you, O Lord, to have mercy on us whenever we meet the same end as they have met. Let us also pray for our brothers and sisters who are sick and suffering. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم رب الناس اذهب البأس. O Allah, you are the creator and sustainer of mankind. We ask you to remove their illness. Ishfi anta shafi. Ishfi anta shafi. Send down your healing, for you are the healer. Ishfi anta shafi. La shifa'a illa shifa'uk. There is no healing but yours, O Lord. Shifa'an la yughadiru saqma. A healing that leaves behind no trace of illness. Allahumma khaffif alamahum wa yassir lahum umurahum. O Allah, we ask you to ease their pain and suffering, and to make easy for them the affairs of their lives. Allahumma alhimhum as-sabra wa-thabat wa-rida bima qadayt. And we ask you, O Lord, to inspire them with patience and steadfastness, to submit to and to accept what you have decreed. Allahumma ajurhum fi musibatihim wa-akhluf lahum khayran minha ya arhamar rahimin. And we ask you, O Lord, to reward them for their steadfastness in face of the illness that they are faced with, and to replace it with something that is better for them. Allahumma ighfir lil muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat innaka qareebun sami'un mujibud da'awat wa qumu ila salatikum.